Would everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 17th Psalm we hear, I call upon you, for you will answer me. O God, incline your ear to me, hear my words. Gracious God, our faith in you is undergirded by your faithfulness to us. We know that many times we become impatient waiting for what we feel needs to happen now. But we know that patience is needed and trust that you will open the doors needed when they best serve your intentions for us. So help us to be as faithful to you as you are to us and have an open heart to what is before us. And Lord, we thank you for those who clean our roads and walkways so our travel is safe. And we ask that they will receive your blessings. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lugtmeier, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the First is here. The Senator from Scott is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 19th day, Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and that the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Newton County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, actually on your right and left, there are some guests here today for gubernatorial appointments. These individuals obviously are folks that I had served with a few years ago when I was in the House. I had the distinct pleasure and honor to sit directly behind Rick Stream and Barney Fisher, and I learned a lot of things in my time in the House sitting behind those two individuals. Some of them I could probably share, some of them I may not be able to share, but I definitely learned a lot sitting there in my first time in the House. But we have Rick Stream with us here, former House member. Also, Marcia Hafner, if they would stand, again, a former colleague that I came into the House with. And across the chamber, I see Sue Allen is here as well. Sue, if you would stand up and be recognized.
Let's recognize Representative Allen, Representative Hafner, and Representative Stream to the Senate chamber today. Please stand. Senator, we all learned a lot from Rick Stream over the years, so you weren't the only one. Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 5th District.
President, to my right and your left, today I have Michelle and Battalion Chief Wayne Luster here. Chief Wayne Luster is the Battalion Chief of the 2nd Battalion of the St. Louis Fire Department. Michelle is here for her confirmation hearing today in Gubernatorial Appointments Committee for the Board of Cosmetology and Barber's Examination. Ms. Luster is a licensed educator in cosmetology by profession with over 20 years in the industry. And I would like to, for the body, to welcome them. I also have more guests.
Let's welcome the Battalion Chief and Michelle to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 5th.
Also, Mr. President, I have Jackson Winters and Blaine Folsom. Jackson is a sophomore at the University of Missouri studying political science and economics. And Blaine is a senior at the University of Missouri studying political science with an emphasis in pre-law. They will be interning in my office this legislative session on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Winter and Mr. Folsom to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, here today being interviewed by the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee to be a member of the St. Louis County Board of Election Commissioners is Bob Chambers, who has joined us here today from Ladue, drove through the weather and made it on time. And if you would please join me in welcoming Bob Chambers.
Let's welcome Mr. Chambers to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 1st. Proceed.
I'd like to introduce to your right and my left, former Representative Pat Yeager, who was my representative. She is here for the confirmation of her appointment to the St. Louis County Election Board. Pat has been a very active member of the community, and this is just going to be another chapter in her public service life. So I'd like to offer a warm welcome.
Let's welcome the representative to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Phelps.
Introduce a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, we have a very special guest today. We have Caden Bax. He's from West Bay, and he's in the 3rd grade, and he is the son of my chief of staff, which I'm very lucky to have in my office, Ashley Bax. Please help me make them welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Bax to the Senate chamber today. Mr. Bax takes a good picture. I've seen several of them out and about on the internet. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 14th.
President, I would like to introduce... a special guest.
If we could get some order in the chamber so we can hear the senator from the 14th's introduction. Proceed, Senator.
I would like to introduce a special guest. If the chamber could welcome behind me, Councilman Dwayne Smotherson from the city of University City, which is also where I reside. So if the body could welcome him today on this snowy, cold, icy day in Jefferson City.
Let's welcome the councilman to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, would you stand up, Dr. Timothy Faber. He's here to be appointed to the, Missouri Commission on Human Rights. He would like everybody to vote for him, and he would like to please welcome him to the body.
Let's welcome Dr. Faber to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cole's introductions are always interesting. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 2nd.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cass County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 492, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to firearms discrimination.
Introduction of bills. The senator's junior senator from Jefferson County.
Have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 493, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to child passenger restraint systems.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Ozark County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 494, introduced by Senator Esslinger. An act relating to veteran designations on driver's license and identification cards.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 495, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th District.
I have a bill.
Please send your
bill. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 496, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to health information networks.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send both of your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 497, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to the partition of property among heirs.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
I would, Mr. President. Thank you. So for the members of the body who were here a couple of years ago, in 2019, a bill was filed dealing with the partition of family-owned property, generally farmland. And it sought to establish a way that heirs could purchase out their other participants, usually within their family, who were co-owners of the property. And the bill passed in the House, the governor signed it, became law. And recently, a Missouri court ruled that because a comma was in the wrong place, and actually, not to give you too much into this, we'll get into it when we actually get to the bill, but when it left the Senate, the comma was where it was supposed to be. When it came back from the House, the comma was not where it was supposed to be. And now we have a court ruling saying, I'm sorry, I'm bound by the letter of the law. And the ruling was actually, it ended up being against one of the heirs of this property, and the property ended up having to be sold, which was entirely what this legislation was passed to stop. So this bill will reestablish the proper comma. There's also an emergency clause on this bill, and I will be asking that this piece of legislation move through consent, just for everyone's benefit, so we all know it up front. Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 498, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to public contracts.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Absolutely not.
Thank goodness. Introduction of bills, the senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 9 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
That bill, that resolution shall be so referred. Senator from Newton County.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I do have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs will meet immediately after we recess from morning session.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Lawrence.
Personal privilege.
The Senator from Lawrence County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. James, born in the slave state of Virginia, witnessed much of the Revolutionary War. Following the British siege of Richmond in 1781, 33-year-old James asked his master, William Armistead, for permission to serve in the cause of the American independence with General Marquis de Lafayette, a young Frenchman who came to fight with the Americans. His master agreed, and Lafayette accepted his services. Lafayette then dispatched James to the camp of the Patriot turned traitor, Benedict Arnold. At the time, Arnold was a British general, and James was to pose as an escaped slave looking for work. Arnold accepted James and allowed him to work in the camp. His position of work placed James around other British generals, including British Commander-in-Chief Lord Cornwallis. James obtained much vital information about British plans and troop movements, which he daily sent to General Lafayette. Ironically, Lord Cornwallis trusted James so much that he even asked him to become a British spy to watch the Americans. James agreed, and in so doing became a double spy, feeding accurate information to the Americans and inaccurate information to the British. Upon learning that the British fleet was moving Cornwallis and his troops to Yorktown, James quickly relayed that information to Lafayette and Washington, who gathered the American forces at Yorktown. After the British troops had landed and the British fleet had departed from Chesapeake Bay, the Americans engaged the British while the French fleet blockaded the bay to keep the British Navy from returning. The Battle of Yorktown ensued, and the British, without their Navy to provide reinforcements or supplies, and with no way of retreat off the peninsula to which they were trapped, they finally surrendered. James' crucial information had helped bring a victorious end to the Revolutionary War, and Washington credits James with help bring an early end to that same war. Following the war, James returned to slavery on his master's plantation. 3 years later, in 1784, General Lafayette returned to America for a visit and met with his friend James. Lafayette penned a certificate to Virginia leaders praising the work of James and the important contributions he had made. James then petitioned the legislature for his freedom, which was granted 3 years later on New Year's Day, 1787. In his latter years, James also received a retirement pension from the state for his military services. Following his emancipation, James Armistead adopted the name Lafayette and thereafter called himself James Armistead Lafayette. He remained in the state as a farmer. General Lafayette became an ardent foe of slavery, both in America and in Europe, and it's believed that it was his association with James Armistead that helped clarify his views on slavery, leading him to begin his strong public crusade against that evil. In 1824, General Lafayette made his final visit to America. His tour across the nation was greeted by crowds of thousands in city after city. When touring Richmond, the general recognized in the crowd his comrade with a beautiful dark skin tone from four decades earlier, now an old man, and called him out by name and embraced him, the last time the two patriot friends were to meet. James Armistead Lafayette was one of the most important American spies during the Revolution. Mr. Lafayette, who lived from 1760 to 1832, could actually be the first double spy in American history. And he may very well be the first member of America's Special Forces. Mr. James Armistead Lafayette, an American hero. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments will meet 5 minutes upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Newton.
President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.